The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, has repeated calls for a global response to the world's refugee crisis. He told the BBC that the responsibility needed to be shared more widely.
We just have to convince more states to provide money, but not just money, to provide, for example, resettlement places, humanitarian admission places. You know, last year, over a total of, let's say, 20 million refugees, I'm not counting the internally displaced. How many were resettled from one country to the other? Probably less than 200,000, less than 1%. That is also a direction in which we need to move more boldly.
The World Health Organization says polio could be eradicated in Pakistan within months. The WHO representative for that country, Dr. Michel Thierrin, told the BBC that only a handful of cases have been reported this year in Pakistan and neighbouring Afghanistan, the last places where polio is endemic. He was speaking as health officials launched a massive immunisation campaign in both countries.
The challenges we have are all logistics and security. About combined 75,000 personnel are now waking up to go and immunize about 9.86 million children. They have with them 12 million doses for the coming 3 days. They have with them in the most secure compromised areas police escort.
The Colombian government and FARC rebels have agreed a roadmap for the release of child soldiers with the left-wing group. According to its terms, children younger than 15 will leave in the coming days. The FARC only accepts that there are 21 such children in their ranks. But Colombian diplomats said the number of fighters aged 16 and 17 could run into the hundreds. A British charity, Christian Aid, is warning that by 2060, more than a billion people worldwide will live in cities at risk of catastrophic flooding as a result of climate change. A study by Christian Aid says 8 most vulnerable cities on the list are all in Asia, with the Indian cities of Kolkata and Mumbai being most at risk. But on the streets of Kolkata, the reaction was decidedly mixed.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Something has to be done regarding it.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Thousands of demonstrators from the Hazara ethnic group have been marching in the Afghan capital, Kabul. They're angry about the government's decision to reroute a power line away from one of their main regions. They want the reinstatement of the original route through the predominantly Hazara central province of Bamiyan. The US Secretary of State John Kerry will today meet foreign ministers from Britain, France, Italy and Germany to discuss the crisis in Libya. The meeting in Vienna will focus on efforts to bring greater stability to the country. Here's our correspondent in Vienna, Bethany Bell.
The participants are expected to discuss ways to support the new unity government, led by Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj. His government of national accord, which was formed last December with UN backing, is attempting to assert authority over the whole country. But it faces resistance from hardline factions in Tripoli and the east of the country. Up for discussion may be the possible loosening of an arms embargo to Libya to help the unity government fight the Islamic State group.
Officials in the English city of Manchester are demanding an inquiry into what they describe as a fiasco after a suspected bomb found at a football stadium turned out to be a training device for sniffer dogs. It had been accidentally left at Manchester United's stadium by a private security company. United's last match of the season had to be abandoned.